Real people,
real celebrities,
real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your
weekday
ear.
Morning, 6 to 10.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got some guests, family, friends to the room.
Two of Jersey's finest.
Stretch. And the homie Blizzy.
Blizzy!
What it do, what it do.
Blizzy on camera.
What's the word? What's going
up,
on?
Fellas?
Jers. Unified. Making
definitely,
moves.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Making moves in movies.
So, Church, I see you're on that show, Comeback Kings.
Yes, indeed. Uh-huh.
And Ed Lover, is he the producer for that?
Executive producer.
Executive producer.
Yes, indeed.
So let's talk about that show and why you decided to join that
project. I was confused.
It's on UPN.
Because you're not a comeback king. You still on the road.
But that's the comical part of it. Because everyone in Comeback Kings, from June Balloon, from Black Rob, from Do It All, like, everybody's still out there doing their thing, making it happen. But we all think we are the top echelon of the throwback of our era.
Okay.
So it's like a scripted reality show, kind of Kevin Hartish.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Mm-hmm. But it's Hollywood.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what's going on with you and Blaze? It seems like Jersey is
unified
because this is a BNC thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also, it seems like y'all trying to do a lot of positive things in the community lately.
A lot of things. Since, like, the music faction has been on something where you can't really go and blend in and get it the way you used to. If you had hot music or been in the game long enough, you get respected to go somewhere, throw them something, the group you're working with, anything else, like, right on. Now so much politics, so we got it to the point where what's the next hustle? Because we could go wherever. So it's the movies. So it made sense. Me and this guy done seen each other for years, and always it's been like, pound on, go to different parties and have the homies where everybody is chill like a family.
Right.
You know, it ain't a banging situation. It's like, it's all Jersey love. So we like, we got to capitalize off of this. So with this, what we doing, it's just making the streets stronger and safer because everybody knows everybody. It's hard to break bread with somebody and then have a beef with them on the streets.
Right.
So the little bucks and our pups and everything else, they seeing like, meeting up with each other, seeing each other. So when they see each other, oh, no, that's the homie. So it ain't no, where you from?
Mm.
And it's on, you feel me? So they have a great film, East Side.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we're working on this film called East Side Story. It's a urban-based story that gives you a reality of what you go through in North. Those who can't, aren't fortunate enough to walk down the street, you know, we give it to you raw and uncut. So, you know, just tune in. Like, we working hard.
Give him a little background on yourself, Blaze. You from Newark?
Yeah, definitely, Jersey. Jersey Stand Up, Newark, Prince Street Projects, Hayes Home, Pendleton Court. 38 years old, CEO of Bottom Music. Just working hard, man, doing what we got to do, man. Just trying to put Jersey on the map as a whole, man.
A lot of people remember you from the video where you told Chief Keef it was a rap.
Yeah.
He couldn't come through.
We don't do disrespect. You can't disrespect the people and then come eat. So it's like, it's one of them things.
Let the record show he hasn't been back since, Mr. Yeah, Keef.
Right. Now, y'all take Jersey very close to your heart.
Yes, definitely.
About two months ago, Fatal Hussein passed away. Yeah. He's from Jersey.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Fatal.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Homie. Peace.
And Tretch called me, and he was a little concerned. He felt that DJs in the tri-state area weren't showing proper respect to Fatal Hussein, who passed away.
Well, it's like, definitely, and knowing it's certain DJs that have the power to play what they want.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Certain DJs have to go under the protocol, which the station is. This is the list. This is the set. Boom. So those that always, when I hear a station, I hear they represent New York, New Jersey, Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like if somebody is from that area and is a legend in the state, they should have respect or the tribute like other legends around the tri-state get the respect. Mm-hmm. You feel me? You come into Jersey, you get money. You know what I mean? Said slick shit all throughout years, but always made it to the point where you could come because there's certain homies doing parties, promotions that... Come on, come do it. I don't do music. I was forced into retirement because of dudes like this. I ain't get extorted by nobody on the streets, so I shouldn't have to do nothing extra to get no play or anything else. I ain't play by those tight rules. So, hey, I don't do music. I gave all my artists the Independence Day. What's that? The 4th of July, Independence Day. I don't have no groups. So if you go out and they don't throw the homie off the station, then y'all have a spot up in there and I won't be on there to tarnish it. But when he went, we put him in the dirt and there was no respect to him like that. Homie, you ain't welcome in Jersey no more. Mm-hmm. And saying like that, I said, you won't make another dollar in Jersey. So ain't nobody say, oh, he's threatening me up. Yo, don't come to Jersey. Because by the time you finish paying your Secret Service to come in and insurance and anything else, you ain't going to make no dollar. Now, after I spoke to him on respect of my big homie, Akbar, that said, yo, I know him, he want to talk to you, boom, boom, boom. I said, I'm really, you know what? All right, call him. Called him, homie, boom, boom, boom. I don't talk on the phone. Bye. I'll see you when I see you. We'll have a nice talk. Bye. Uncle Ak, I spoke to him. Now, told him I'll see him next week. He goes on the air, I'm coming to Jersey. Oh, yeah, I'm coming to Symphony Hall, Future, man, 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 man. Oh, yeah? All right, Puff the Magic Dragon. You feel me? Mm-hmm. I heard he came around.
He was around?
Did a mix a lot. Better make a U-turn. Got about
he came around, Blaze?
Yeah, yeah, he came through.
He ain't get out the car, though.
Nah. I seen him, bro. He ain't get out the car, though.
Smart on his part.
Yeah.
Smart on his part.
Very good.
Right. So, you know, and you know, the sad thing about it is when I spoke to you,
We should tell him what we talk about, though, for those who don't know.
Oh, tell him. It's Funk Master Flex you're talking about.
But, you know, Funk Faker Flex.
Right. Mm. What made it, you know, when I spoke to you that day, I said, you know, the sad thing about it is a lot of times people don't know the history of what happens in New York. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, even with Fado, I said, most of the DJs on radio that are of age were probably too young to really know the Outlaws or even know Hit 'Em Up or even know a lot of the stuff. And it was like, it takes a lot of the OGs to explain it to these guys, you know?
And the thing is, it's not just like Jersey. We stand and we rep Jersey, of course. Mm-hmm. It's New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, right?
Absolutely.
When you ever heard an artist from Connecticut get broke by this dude that breaks everything and is the street, supposedly? Mm-hmm. And ain't no dope MCs in Connecticut? Ain't no dope MCs all throughout the boroughs? Yo, when we came up, the best part of radio, that made radio, every place you landed, you knew where you was at. If you go to the A, you hear the majority of the A sprinkled with a little bit of everything else. L.A., you hear L.A. sprinkled with a little bit. Midwest, East Coast, when you come to East Coast, you know you in the East Coast, the Mecca. Mm-hmm. Yo, dude done did it to a point where it's just whoever he get the most money where he playing this, the South was doing him good. Turned the whole thing where everybody got to switch their sound and sound like the South. Mm-hmm. I love the South, but I want to hear it when I'm in the South. You feel me? And the hot records is there, sprinkled around. You know what I mean? In the area you at, you want to hear your new artists, your come-ups, heard and get some shine.
You brought up a good point. You think the lines are blurred now because a lot of artists from up north do sound like down south? Because Fetty Wap from Jersey, he get hella play.
Uh-huh, no doubt. But Fetty Wap wasn't broke by this dude.
True.
The internet. He did his own hustle. Yeah. You feel me?
Now, Fetty Wap definitely did. I respect Fetty Wap and his grind. He was every night.
That's right.
A Jersey club, New York club. Like, I didn't even know his name. I just knew the guy with the one eye with the rack, with the good record. He was out every night. He was working
knocked the hustle. Mm-hmm.
Real it's deal. Interesting because everybody lives in New Jersey. Like, everybody in the music industry, most majority of people, once they get some money, they move to Jersey.
And you want to at least give respect to the state you rest your head in. And I'm not, like I said, I'm not giving them no records. I know you're supposed to retire after 30. Like our knees is bad, like we play ball or something. You feel what I mean? Like you ain't hot no more. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, we do what we have to do. I ain't scared of him, but he ain't going to play my records. It don't matter. You feel me, huh?
You get so much money overseas, though.
All over. Hey, passport pimping. Feel me?
Always on the road.
Stamping them passports. So it's like, we just want to bring the whole, the feeling back to Jersey and let them know, man, everybody is welcome but him.
Why do you think Jersey doesn't have the same voice that it used to have? Because I remember a period of time when it was, you know, Queen Latifah, it was Naughty by Nature, it was Redman, it was Poor Righteous Teachers, it was all these Jersey groups, the Artifacts, Lords of the Underground, so many groups from Jersey, and now we don't hear so much anymore.
Yo, it's like we never really had a hometown station that would support and play anything we put out there. It was like we ain't a part of the tri-state. Everybody think, yo, the funny thing, you go for years, you go all across the country, They were like, yo, where you from? I'm from Jersey. Oh, you from New York.
Two different places.
No, we from Jersey. Well, you know, we take it. We the sixth borough because we love the Mecca.
Jersey ain't been on for so long. It's just now it's like we getting our notoriety, and the notoriety that's coming along with it is everybody trying to claw to the top. So it's just everybody just want to showcase their talent. Like, but Jersey, we here, though. We making noise, especially by the music, like very, very near future. Shout out to Tax G, homie RZA 103, and homie NJ Threat.
Now, I mean, and these guys all work. You should know these guys' names if you're a DJ in the area. I mean, Tax G will stand outside the club with you for 30 minutes with you.
Say that. To
promote his record. But one thing about Jersey growing up is what we miss, and we kind of got to get back to, is like, I remember as a kid, the only thing I wanted to do at the summertime was go to a Naughty by Nature pool party. That was it. That's what you wanted to do in Jersey.
That's right.
You know, the roller skating rink was there.
Bergenfell.
You wanted to go to the rink, and you wanted to go to the thing. And I think we have to start doing that. You start giving back to the community, start allowing them to have fun. Mm-hmm. And now with you two guys together, I think they can see that it could be safe for them.
That's exactly what I think Jersey just got a reputation for so long for being so bad. Like, you go to Jersey, you go to Newark, you're getting killed. You just don't stop at the stoplights. Like, that kind of reputation is what probably kept people out of Jersey.
Not just, it wasn't just Newark. It was
Patterson,
Elizabeth, Jersey City,
East Orange, Irvington.
It was all of them.
Camden, Trenton.
But Newark is you know, getting very gentrified right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely, definitely. We got the Devil Stadium down there, yo. You know, you got to have a hockey stadium in the middle of Newark and have all our light-skinned friends walking around with no problem. It's a good thing.
All those brand-new hotels and everything coming up.
It's a good thing.
It's a good time to invest.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
How do y'all keep the young boys in line?
Listen, when you feed your puppies, they ain't going to bite nobody.
I hear people say that all the time. It's about the economy.
Yeah, it's about loyalty, showing the kids they matter. You know what I mean? Someone's concerned about them. They have father figures and stuff. It's like, you see, like, they see...
O-Y-B.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Different in the wild. When they kill the bulls for the tusk and all that, the little baby bulls don't know how to act. They be wilding. Mm-hmm. The moms can't keep them in check. So it's the same thing in the community. It's like, when you take the heads away, whether they incarcerated or dead, the little ones running wild because they ain't getting no training.
Right.
Are we going to drink some of it?
I hope so.
That's why we can't
bring
them
nothing.
Blaze, on a street level, how do you keep the young boys in line? Because, you know, I hear a lot of politicians, I don't say no names, in Jersey, they come to you and they do discuss things with you about keeping the streets safe. So how do you keep the young boys in line?
Honestly speaking, when it comes to the political side of things, like, I really don't touch on that aspect. I just know, like, the type of environment that I know that I would want to be in. I would want my mother to be able to walk down the street without watching her back or her getting her pocketbook snatched, or this woman been in the community for 40 years and now she fear for her life or her possessions because of the youth is out of control. You just gotta have individuals held accountable for their actions. That's all.
And it's nonprofits and stuff. Brother Youssef over here, we use our political connects. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It was a great thing that Roz Barak got voted in as mayor because we known him when he was working at the schools.
Right.
You know what I mean? And really in touch with the community and at the 24-hour peace rallies and all the stuff we was doing. So it's beautiful to have that. And the Mayor Orange now and Brother Youssef got the GoYB. Get our youth back. Mm-hmm. So it's programs for that where kids have stuff to do after school. When we grew up, we had like Flip City. We had the Civic Centers. Mm-hmm. We had the Rams Little League football. We had kids always basketball.
Stuff, yeah.
Everything, the kids had something to do all the time from when they got out of school. Now it's like all those things are shut down. You're seeing the kids walking around like zombies.
Right.
So when you got that type of thing and there's different territories where you can't cross, even if you're not banging, they just gonna ask where you from. You say the wrong street, you ain't got nothing to do with it. Our kids just out there, they need to be doing something. So that's what we doing with the different nonprofits and stuff as well.
Nice.
Tell them something, Brother Yusuf. Come in. Tell them about the program.
Yes, sir.
You don't remember me from the 5 inches?
Absolutely.
My alumni right here.
And the Mayor Orange.
Nah, yeah, we got GoYB, which is get our youth back, you know what I'm saying? And basically, I did 15 years upstate, so I came home a year ago. So the whole thing is, I know everything that we put into the streets, because a lot of these kids is crack babies, heroin babies, and things of that nature. So we can't really fault them without faulting ourselves. So we got Get Our Youth Back, which is Go YB. You know, you down with Go YB. And Old Boy, which is my longtime brother, he's the forefront and the head of it, you know what I'm saying, as far as the face of it. And we're doing a lot of positive things in the community with the kids, as far as with honor roll students and different things of that nature. And we in Orange every day, or every, like three times a week, doing something with the kids or whatever. But with our film, Street Dreams, they're going to see all of this. So it's like East Side Story. Then we got Tretch doing the South Side Story, which is about Supreme. He's playing Supreme. And we got Street Dreams. So these three movies all together, they're going to be seeing from us on Netflix real soon.
Mm-hmm. So how did the Five Ventures help you, man?
Well, the Five Ventures actually showed me how to incorporate. You know, because they had a lot of brothers that came home from prison, and they wanted to incorporate their business, because a lot of brothers, we still run a business like we run it on the street. So they helped me incorporate, but I learned a lot from them because Cat real sharp.
All right.
So I learned how to run an organization. That's when I started my nonprofit based off of the Five Ventures structure. So, you know, we coming. It's coming.
Salute to the Five Ventures. That's a great program, man. If you're just getting out of prison or something, they can help you get on your feet.
You know what he said with you know, thinking back, and it's not just for New York and New Jersey. This is for every market in every state and city where artists should give back, because, like you said, when I was a kid growing up, there was a lot to do. And you got to see a lot of the artists, whether it was a basketball tournament, you know what I mean? And we don't have that no more. Like, I was thinking the other day, you know, my son plays in Newark, and he plays in this beautiful arena that they built down there in Newark. Mm-hmm. And I just don't think we use a lot of the stuff that they have. Like, this arena, when I say this arena, it looks amazing. It looks like...
Which arena is that?
What arena? I don't know what arena is.
Not Bradsburg Park, right?
Nah, it's some indoor arena.
Probably
Rutgers. I don't know.
And Havasin is not
the
Red Bull?
Oh, Central High, probably the new Central High.
It's a new project, but some plays down there, and I'm like, this is so good that we need...
See, that's the thing, don't nobody know.
Right, that we need to start doing things like your celebrity basketball games where kids can come down and meet somebody and see people from where they're from make it. You know what I mean? Because that's a lot of times you don't see where you're from make it. You don't see the guy, your next door neighbor make it, so you think you can't make it. So you think you got to do shit like rob and steal. But when you out and you can see people like you that's making it, it's like, oh, I can do that. I could be a DJ. I could be a rapper. I could be a doctor. I could be a lawyer. I could be a bus driver. I could do whatever it can to make it. And that's what we got to talk
about. Yeah, can I touch you on that right quick?
Yeah.
See, at Go YB, that's what we tell them. Basically, you know, have your own individuality. Mm-hmm. Because everybody can't be a rapper or an athlete.
Right.
So we teach them how to be engineers, how to be electricians, right, plumbers, you know, whatever regular stuff. Because you've got four dudes, and one is a roofer, one a carpenter, one an engineer, one a plumber. Then you teach them how to get the houses at 13. By the time they're 17, they're millionaires.
Right.
By the time they graduate. So it's the simple trades, but they just have to have a business mind with the trade. Like, we teach them financial literacy, the difference between a common stock and a preferred stock, as well as the difference between an asset and a liability. Because you ask a lot of kids, a car, asset, or liability, you're going to get ambiguous answers.
Probably don't even know what either of those things mean.
Well, this is what we teach them at Go YB.
Yep.
Right.
Well, give them the information for Go YB.
Get our youth back. Get our youth back.org if you want to know about how we're going to get our youth back. Not just for Jersey, because we're in Baltimore, we're in Philly, we're in Brooklyn, we're in Harlem, and we're on the West. So y'all going to see us real soon, and we, you know, hopefully y'all support.
And what are some of the misconceptions in Newark, man?
That you really can't go there, and there's no jewels there. Like, everything is broke, torn down. There's nothing to look forward to but trouble. Man, it's a lot of hungry cats out there that's nowhere near trying to stay on those streets or be on those streets, looking and chasing dreams and everything else, but making it happen. But you don't see that, you know what I mean? It's boxing leagues and all that down there. You only see on the news the all the shit that make you not want to go
there.
The
negativity, right.
There's so much stuff to go to Newark for and simple to help with, just being a part of certain things that's going on.
Right.
Yep.
Well, we appreciate you guys for joining us, man.
Thanks for having us,
yo. Like this, man. We need more talk like this.
And I like the fact that people can see y'all together. They see the unity of the B's and C's together. That's big.
All day.
The B's and G's.
I just want to say I respect you two guys.
That's my boy.
I want to say I respect you two guys, because you guys make sure that people can come out to Jersey and can have a safe time. You know
straight like that.
When artists come in town, and you know, and I see artists when they come to Jersey, they look a little frightened, they look a little nervous at times.
Until they get there.
And hey, I know with Blaze, and I know with...
If you feel a little nervous, man, just come holler at your boy, man. Y'all already know. Come do it with your entourage, man. By the music, we hold you down, man.
But I do hope that, you know, we bring back a lot of things that used to be in Jersey growing up. Like, I remember South Mountain Reservation. They used to have the cookouts there every year.
Trips for the kids and everything else. Man, it's like it's none of that now.
Actually, we got a peace summit going on in the city of Newark. Supposed to be at the Prudential Center. It's going to be a free summit. It's spearheaded by Jim Brown, Ray Lewis from the Baltimore Ravens. I got Biz Markie D that committed. Of course, my brother Trent sitting over here to my right. A few others, you know, may commit if I, you know, I reach out. You know, I'm asking.
I
get my family to commit, but this is what's going on. We're giving back to the youth, though, and it's a great gesture from our mayor, the Honorable Rise Baraka.
Yeah.
September 10th. I'll give you exact confirmation. Y'all ready?
And they still do NJ Pack, the jazz?
Yes.
That's something positive that's been going on forever.
Yeah. Hip Hop Junkies, too, because they've been, from the beginning of the Chief Keef thing, like, they've been giving us the coverage and the everything that we needed. And my brother, you know, the donkey of the day, we make it happen, man.
Y'all already know. Absolutely. It's Blaze Tracks at the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Yeah.